This is the Gambling Gauchos.
Talking Texas Tech, betting on the Big 12 and beyond. We've got everything you need. Money lines, memes, and matadors.
Well, you want to quit, Ethan? That'll be the day.
Now, here's Kyle Jacobson and Rob Bro, the Moneyline Matadors, the Casino Cowboys, the Parlay Picadors.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
With the Gambling Gauchos. Oh, and one more thing. It's all West Texas. It always has been.
Welcome into the Gambling Gauchos. I am Rob Bro. He's Kyle Jacobson. We're here in the Cardinals Sports Center studio. Everything is fine. We're all fine. It's halftime of the Nicholls State game, but we're all fine. If we just start screaming in this podcast, there's 14 and a half minutes left of the Nicholls State game here in the Cardinals Sports Center studio. If you want to gear up for Christmas, you can. It's going to be a little disjointed here. MyCardinalSports.com.
O'Banner finally got one.
Finally.
He needed that.
Keep shooting, dude.
Sorry. Ad read.
If you need to gear up for Christmas, all your loved ones will love you more if you buy them gifts from Cardinal Sports Center. CardinalSports.com or go live right around 68th and Slide in Lubbock. There you go.
We're giving Nicholls State all they can handle.
And more. And they keep punching back. What was his total before the game?
Good question. I don't know. I only know the spread was 22 and a half.
Yeah, and I didn't get there. They're back-to-back conference champions.
They're also 3-4. And they're also Nicholls.
Right. Oh, yeah, you should win for sure. Kevin O'Banner with back-to-back buckets. Carrying us. Does this team have a leader? On the floor, leader. Do they have an alpha?
I tell you, as someone say it. Davion Harmon has done that at times.
At times.
Tonight, though, everybody's flat.
Everybody.
There is nobody that is being that spark.
At times, Bacho has done it. Another three. At times, Pop Isaacs has been that. Oh, man. O'Banner. Quick shot in that possession. This comment, oh my, the caps for real, for real. Oh, I was going to talk about these hats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got new hats from the Cardinals Sports Center studio.
Did we get them from the studio?
From Cardinals Sports Center. They made us these custom. And you did say, were you trying to go for the NYPD look? They kind of do look like NYPD hats. But they're beautiful, and the Gauchos logo is on the side. And I'll say this. If you see this hat on YouTube later on the replay, or if you're seeing it now and you want one of them, reach out. You'll have to pay for it, but we can have a cut. They're not going to be available to the public, but you can reach out and maybe we'll, if we get enough interest, we'll order some.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing we need to order like at least 10 or 12 for it to make sense. So if there's enough interest, we will sell these run the damn ball hats.
Here's this comment. Attaboy, only 3 points away from Nicholls now.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Texas and Illinois going to overtime looking like two Sweet 16 teams. And that's not rent-free. That's just me talking about Big 12 basketball. We're going to have to navigate this all year long because we're going to talk a lot about Texas basketball. They're a conference team, okay?
And
we're going to be talking about them all year. And they're one of the top two teams in the conference, in my opinion.
They're the conference front runner.
Yes.
Some people's national title favorite. So it's like they're like Kansas most years.
I think Kansas is still up there.
You have to talk about the top of the conference.
Texas. Baylor's still probably number three. If we're power ranking right now, Iowa State's probably past you. Kansas State has been hit or miss. TCU looks like they're finally coming together a little bit, so we'll just have to see.
Oklahoma, bad loss early to Sam Houston. Since then,
been fine.
All good. I also don't think Sam Houston is as bad as some people thought they would be. But yeah, I think Texas is pretty well alone at the top. I wouldn't put Baylor or Kansas in the same tier as Texas right now. Wouldn't put us in that tier either.
I think Kansas is right there. No, Texas Tech is... I'm not going to say they're not as good as I thought they would be. Because we talked about before this season how this team would have to come together. Still a bunch of freshmen. Still a bunch of guys who've never played together before. This game, though, you absolutely just overlooked Nicholls State. 22-point favorites, ate the cheese for no reason. You just gave up an 18-point second-half run to Georgetown last week, so you should have been paying attention. It doesn't look good tonight. And it doesn't look great for the basketball team in general right now.
Yeah, the biggest knock on this team and the reason why people were willing to hold on to hope was, oh, they're young. You got a bunch of freshmen playing. Okay, well, tonight, one of those freshmen, Jalen Tyson, is out. And a fourth-year player, Namarion Williams, starts in his place. And it's not going any better for you.
No.
So, anyway, all that to say, I agree with you. It's just one of those things, like, it's hard to even find a silver lining at this point. Like, in the past, the defense has been good, but you can't find a bucket, or maybe the defensive rotations aren't quite there yet, and you think, yeah, y'all, they'll come along. And I heard a little bit of noise about this before the game that, like, oh, they're on a weird schedule right now. It's been a week since they played Georgetown, and finals are coming up. And I kind of was really dismissive of that. And I'm not sure if that's a factor in this or if that's just an excuse, but they look like they just woke up, and they look like this is an 8 a.m. tip-off at one of those AAU tournaments. There's no juice on the
floor. Zero juice. And there's zero juice in the crowd, but that shouldn't matter with the team. You have to get the crowd juiced, and they just do not look... They didn't want to be here tonight, it looks like.
Yeah.
Now, still 10 minutes left. You can win by 10, and the box score will look fine, but...
Just hope we don't get cooked.
Yeah. And that's potentially there.
What I would much rather see cooked, Rob, is some good old-fashioned Mojito barbecue.
I should have seen that one coming.
That's a good kind of cooking.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Tech get cooked, but do I want to see some ribs, some burn-ins, brisket burger get cooked? You bet your ass. RahinoBarbecue.com. You can order ahead if you're making the drive out to Olton. Or they'll be in Lubbock on Saturday, is it?
Saturday at Canyon West.
Canyon West Shopping Center. Get there early. You and I know this from experience. When they say they're going to open at, let's say noon, there's a line at noon.
Yeah.
So get there early. Follow them on social at RahinoBBQ. Get yourself a Christmas brisket, the family platter, all that good stuff. And appreciate their support of the Gambling Gauchos.
Always do. We have plenty of time to talk about the bowl. I think you and I both are very excited for the Texas Bowl. Not the bowl we wanted. Not the bowl the team wanted, even though that's what they're saying now. The spin has been good from Gio and the boys, by the way.
Well, and there are pros and cons.
Absolutely, but we've talked plenty about that. But the spin has been good.
Well, and the payout is better.
Yeah.
I'm trolling you, if you're listening. Yeah, that was a troll.
He's trolling the fans. But I will say, I'm very excited about how this is coming together. You and I will both be down there. I'm staying near the stadium. I don't know where you're staying. We talked about it, and then all of a sudden you just had all these plans, and I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't get invited to any of that.
The parlay picadors are clutch because I was just in the Discord like, hey, I'm going, like, I'll figure out a ticket and all that. And one of them was like, hey, I've got a hotel room, extra bed if you want. Okay. He goes, we've got four tickets if you want one. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I didn't have to go look for any of that.
Interesting.
They just took care of me.
Interesting.
So shout out to the Parlay Picadors.
So we have a favorite gaucho here, apparently. I've paid my own way down there. I've booked my own hotel room.
I'm going to pay him back.
Oh, okay.
It's all just right. I didn't have to go hunt and like actually make the purchase. I'll get to reimburse for it.
I am very excited. We also have some plans.
Yeah, why don't we announce that?
Are we ready?
Let's announce it at 8:06 tomorrow.
Okay.
First thing in the morning.
A.M. or P.M.? In the morning, okay.
Yeah, let's go A.M.
8:06 A.M. All right.
So set your alarm, check out the announcement, then you can roll right over and go back to sleep.
If you're listening to this after Thursday at 8:06 A.M., go look at the Twitter feed.
Yeah, we'll have a really good happy hour pregame tailgate type setup at a bar there in Houston, about 15 minutes from the stadium. They'll have some good deals for us. We'll get into all that when it's announced. But 8:06 on, what would that be, Thursday morning, December 8th. It'll be on our Twitter, Instagram, and we would love to see all of y'all there.
Also, I was joking. I'm not being a sensitive Red Raider. I'm excited to see
you
down there.
You wouldn't be overly sensitive about something like
that. I got a great hotel right by the stadium, and then I'm getting a free ride down there, so no gas.
I was going to ride back with you. Because so
that
my
might still work.
My situation, I'll be in DFW with some family driving down to Houston, but then without my vehicle. So I was like, hey, you can either hitch a ride back to Lubbock, or because of COVID and stuff, I have like 100,000 airline points. I was like, I'll just fly. I'll be a little bit bougie about this and not drive 7.5 hours, play an iSpy with Rob.
We figured out.
So I'll just do an hour and a half flight and I'll be back in Lubbock.
First of all, when I say road trip games, people are making fun of me on Twitter.
99 bottles.
Whenever you're hanging out with the boys, right?
Yeah, the fellas.
You never just say, hey, name as many Texas Rangers as you can.
Yeah.
And then just go back and forth until somebody can't. That's the kind of road trip game I play.
Start, bench,
but
cut.
This guy doesn't like sports talk.
No, I hate sports
talk. Beyond just this pot. He doesn't. If it's not recorded, Kyle's too good for it.
Yeah.
So I said, do you want to just name Big 12 quarterbacks back and forth? And he was like, no. he didn't want to do it, so. Whereas if I take a trip with anyone else, they're like, oh, except Spencer. Spencer also hates it. But I think Spencer maybe just doesn't like me. But we'll see. We'll see.
See, you didn't offer that up explicitly.
I did, and I...
Because I would have named Big 12 quarterbacks with you all day long.
Historically.
Yeah.
Do it right now?
Cody Hawkins.
We could go. Cody Hawkins.
Colorado.
I do not remember.
Dan Hawkins' son.
Oh, okay.
He was the head coach at Colorado.
Yeah, Joe Klatt.
Yeah, he was similar era. I think he was a little bit after Joel Klatt. Mm. More like 07. I think Klatt was 03 or so.
Yeah, 99, 2000.
Okay, start, bench, cut. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. I spy, or like the rocket ship game where, like, you know, I can take this, but not that item. Do you know that one?
No.
So you say, like, I can take pepper.
I don't
but
play those kind of.
I can take pepper, but not salt. I can take a kitten, but not a cat. So the thing is, like, you can take things that have
two syllables.
No, like double letters in them, like kitten and pepper, but you can't take. So you'd have to figure that out. That's another road trip game.
Yeah, like Black Magic.
I don't know that one.
Snaps.
Nope.
Snaps is the name of the game. The name of the game is Snaps. See, I don't play that stuff. I list sports players.
Okay.
For hours.
Zach Robinson.
I do like the Clint Schelf. I do like the
Wes Lunt.
Skylar Howard. I do like the
William Crest.
BJ Simmons.
We could have passed a
friend
lot of
the program.
Why didn't you suggest this?
I did.
We could have passed a lot of time going to Fort Worth.
To be fair, you were watching the Texas Kansas State game, maybe.
Yeah, I think I was giving you color commentary.
What was that same weekend we did that?
Yeah, Big 12 title implications. Anyway, what
those
were we going to
some names?
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
What were we going to talk about on this podcast?
The transfer portal.
Yeah, portal.
So I have a differing opinion, I believe, than you do. Let's start with Texas Tech. You know, we're a Big 12 podcast with a Texas Tech lean. If Texas Tech was going shopping and they said, Kyle Jacobson, what position do we need to look at? What would you tell the coaching staff to go after? Because I know they listen and value our judgments.
I'm going to hedge a little bit by saying it partly depends on other action in the portal.
Absolutely. Maybe give me three positions with some, with some depending.
Just like an example, I do not think this is going to happen.
Okay.
But like if Shuck and Morton both say, we're gone, all of a sudden you need a quarterback, right?
Dream big.
But as things stand now, with what you can kind of expect with normal roster churn and departures, three positions that come to mind to me are offensive line, linebacker, and wide receiver, a specific type of wide receiver, a burner, speed, a deep threat.
Deep threat.
Those would be my three pieces.
Right there with you on linebacker. Right there with you on speed demon. My third, corner. And that's another depending, because Rayshaw Williams and Malik Dunlap could both come back, and then all of a sudden it's those two, Kobe Miner, Jalen Peoples, and a few more guys that are coming in, and maybe some young guys that you could sprinkle in and play.
Can I ask you a follow-up on that?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to derail you. Will you remember your next thought if I...
Well, you might be asking me about my next thought.
Could... So the way I see it, you have three guys returning that play safety spot.
Uh-huh.
Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, Tyler Owens got a little bit of good run this year, and Reggie Pearson.
How much time does he have?
At least one more year. Could Tyler Owens or Dadrian Taylor-Demerson move to corner if need be?
I think Taylor-Demerson – I don't know Tyler Owens. I think Taylor-Demerson could play nickel maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he's
got
the skill set to play a corner.
I also posited to you, if they believe in Tyler Owens and they just want him on the field getting snaps, that could also bode for Reggie Pearson rolling down to Muddy's spot.
Yes, I think that will happen.
Which we've talked before.
I think that will happen.
So they – I'll be curious to see how those musical chairs shake out in the secondary, because they might have a couple different ways they can go with that.
I think Reggie Pearson will play that down safety role, and I think he'll play it very well.
I think if I had a runner-up on the portal question, it would be that. Because that's a unique skill set. You can't just put any safety there or any linebacker there. If there's a Muddy Waters 2.0 in the portal, that a guy who weighs 225 and can run.
Right.
Maybe that's, you say, hey, we really need that piece.
I am really, really interested in Landon Holaby, who will be a redshirt freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very intrigued by the two four-star safeties you have in this class, Sanford and, I don't remember the other guy, but those two true freshmen. All three of those might play year one or year two for Holaby.
Yeah, I'm curious on that, because this year, I think, going into the bowl game, Joseph Adetare is the only freshman to burn his red shirt.
Yes.
And so I wonder if that's a principle that this staff is going to adhere to moving forward. Like, pretty much you red shirt unless you're just an absolute...
Unless you're going to play every game.
Or was that like out of necessity and they thought, okay, we just need the numbers, we need to start building, and so they tried to hold some guys back while you had those super senior types. So
I think
I'll be curious to see if any true freshmen next year have a shot to crack the two deep.
I think, especially if it's a position of need, like Adetare was, because there were some injuries there. And I think there was another guy early, Trevor McAlpine, that people thought was going to play, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
So I think there's plenty of room there. Texas Tech down by 9.
When did that happen?
9:08 left.
I looked away for like 5 minutes.
Kevin O'Banner is the only one that scored in like 6 minutes. Bacho just missed two free throws really, really badly. My point that I was going to go to was the offensive line. I would not take an offensive lineman in the portal unless they were a starter. You're just getting toasted on defense. Absolutely toasted. Your feet are in cement. Nobody cares. You're down 11 at home with a 25-game win streak, and you don't care. That is amazing.
Any guess on what the live line is?
Tech minus 2?
Tech minus 6.5.
6.5. Oh, Banner's the only one scoring this half. 60-51.
But that might be an error, because they have the money line. They have you plus money, but minus 6.5. So that might be wrong.
Yeah, you could be plus 6.5 right now, which I would hammer.
There's no way you're going to win from here on out by 15. That has to be flipped.
Lamar Washington getting a lot of run in the second half. I like this five on the floor right now. Oh, yeah, let that guy shoot. Offensive line. So, follow me here. Ty Buchanan, left tackle. I thought he was young this year, and I think he can play moving forward.
Will he be in his third year next season? Did he have one at USC, one here?
Yep.
I like that. Yep. The offensive lineman, it's hard to get him in much sooner than freshman. That. So, yeah. Okay.
So, third year, Ty Buchanan, left tackle. Monroe Mills, right tackle. So, there's your tackles. Cole Spencer from Western Kentucky, who's going to be like year seven now, playing one of the guards. Jacoby Jackson, who I thought played too early this year, but got a ton of experience, is going to play guard next year. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then Landon Peterson. Cade Briggs maybe has another year.
Caleb Rogers.
Caleb Rogers, we heard, was playing center for a snap or two in practice. He could have been playing it all year. I don't know. But you have guys at center. Now, if you can identify a guard or a center or a tackle in the portal that is going to start and has 30 games of starting experience and is leaving because of a coaching change and is a Power 5 guy, bring him in. But I don't want to waste a year of development on Ty Buchanan and he's just going to be another year older and still no experience playing. I want to play the guys you have right now and get them better. So unless you have a clear upgrade, I think you have enough bodies now that you've erased some of the deficit.
I can agree with that.
Last year, you had to bring in 7 bodies because you did not have the capable players on your roster.
Yeah, you took Shanahan, Briggs, some of those guys you mentioned.
Now you'll have 9 sophomores on next year's team that are offensive linemen. You'll have 6 freshmen on next year's team that are offensive linemen. And those numbers might be a little skewed because of redshirts or whatever. But you'll have 15 offensive linemen that are freshmen and sophomores. So I'm one of the ones that's not worried about the offensive line being addressed through the transfer portal.
You make some good points, my friend. And I truly don't think they need to take a ton. I'm with you. If you can get a starting tackle.
Yeah.
Because then you can move. It's a lot easier to move guys inward than to move a guy who plays center out to tackle like that. It's different body types. You need long arms and all that good stuff.
And Caleb Rogers probably projects as a tackle, but I don't think he won't be your starting left tackle next year. I don't think. Now, another thing, the offensive line was piss poor for the first 5 games.
Bad.
They finished strong.
Mm-hmm.
Even that Oklahoma game, the struggles early were not the offensive line's fault. And I don't think the struggles at Iowa State were the offensive line's fault. I thought the offensive line finished really well. Kansas was a strong game. West Virginia was a really strong game. Baylor, everybody got beat up a little bit, but it is what it is there. So I think the offensive line finished strong, and I think Cole Spencer is your transfer addition this year because he didn't get to play last year.
True. Yeah. You make some good points. And you're going to have, because you're going so heavy on high school, which is a good thing, we've been begging for that for years, you don't have 12 portal spots to give, so you have to be selective. You can't take a project player in the portal. It needs to be a guy who's a starter or minimum 2 deep who's going to play a lot of snaps.
I was trying to do a little math. Are there 6?
Are there 6 what?
6 transfer spots?
Oh,
depending on who comes back and
I don't know.
Because I don't even know.
I bet it's pretty fluid.
There's roster limitations and allowances now, and take 35.
Some of those have been scrapped, though.
Right. So it's 85 scholarships, or it was at one point. So I'm not exactly sure how many transfers you even have room for.
When a lot of guys are still making up their minds.
Yes.
So, like, Trey Wolfe had another year. He's not going to use it.
Yep.
Bradford and Hutchings have another year. They are going to use it.
Huge.
So you've got guys like that that either they just want to graduate and move on. They might want to finish their 5th year somewhere else. You've got some super senior types that maybe they want to come back, maybe they don't. So some of that needs to sort itself out before you probably know exactly how many spots you have left.
One more position that I would certainly look at. How is that not a foul? One position that I certainly would look at would be edge rusher, which is linebacker a little bit. They are letting him play. I don't understand it. What? That's the foul? After all that, that's the foul? This is not great radio or podcasting, but they just violently assaulted on both ends of the floor and then called a touch foul on a layup.
If we can, I don't know how sophisticated our video editing efforts are. We need to find that sequence and put it
7:06.
Yeah, right before that. We'll know our reaction to that Bacho swat up against the backboard. But anyway, back to the portal talk. Great that you've got those two interior defensive linemen back.
Yep.
You already had the two safeties earlier, said they were coming back, and now you've got the two corners that we alluded to earlier need to make their decision. If you get all six of them back and you've got four out of your five secondary players, if you count Muddy as the fifth,
yeah,
and you've got your interior lineman, obviously you're losing Tyree Wilson, not a replaceable player. But you're starting with a lot more defensively than could otherwise be the case had all those guys said, yeah, we just want to graduate and go get a job or try our hand at the NFL or whatever. Now you're replacing three or four key guys instead of like six or seven, eight key guys.
If I was in charge, I would really be recruiting Malik Dunlap. If I could only have one defensive back back that's not decided yet, I would want Malik Dunlap back. I think he was the best corner on your team. Rayshawn Williams, I'm not going to turn him away. Certainly. I would love to have him back, but you also are out-recruiting your roster a little bit in a lot of ways. Did you say Muddy Waters is gone? Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's out of eligibility.
Him and Fry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So other programs around the country, most notably for people who follow college sports in our neck of the woods, are seeing A&M has a new guy enter the portal every half hour.
Yep.
Oklahoma State. I think I heard this right. Every starter from Oklahoma State is either out of eligibility or has entered the portal.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true. I'm not a big Jay Giorno. I didn't verify that, but I heard that on the radio or a podcast or somewhere.
Their defense, it could be on the defense.
Maybe that's what it is.
Their defense is old.
Oh, and, yeah, because they had a lot of those super senior guys.
And Trace Ford was in the portal.
These announcements are telling. Like that kid from Mississippi State said, because Mike Leach doesn't want me back and I'm too soft, I'll be seeking greener pastures.
Yeah.
Trace Ford had a two-word exit. He said, like,
goes on. Life goes on.
Life goes on. With that being said, I'm entering the transfer portal. I was like, wow. Because some guys.
The kid from Mississippi State wrote how much he loved the fans, how much he loved the city.
A lot of them do.
All this stuff. Mississippi State forever. But because Mike Leach thinks I'm soft.
And a lot of those portal announcements, they are like, hey, this was a tough decision. I've loved my 4 years here.
Yeah.
But to say life goes on and then. You know, with that being said, I'm entering the transfer portal.
No long thank you to Stillwater.
No.
No thank you to the coaches who developed me.
And there's
that's a fourth-year, fifth-year guy.
And there's that meme out there that, like, everybody from my school who enters the portal was processed, and we're going to out-recruit them. And everybody from my rival school who enters the portal is emblematic of their locker room culture being corrosive and, you know, the head coach has lost all control. But you can kind of glean some of that from the volume and the way they're announcing things like that. And so I know we didn't want to lose Donovan in the portal, and we wanted a guy like Trey Wolf to come back and kick another season. But I don't think we witnessed anything close to something that would amount to concerning or – and that's – the portal is crazy. NIL is crazy. It probably needs more guardrails. But the fact that you're managing it about as well as could possibly be expected I think is a good sign.
Yeah. Pop hit a three. He might be the first one to score the second half that wasn't Kevin Banner. Goodness. Oh, man. Are there any other schools in the portal that you're looking at that might have a significant need? I think Sonny Dykes will be looking for a quarterback. Of course, they're going to be late. Max Duggan not returning, though they do have...
Who said that?
What?
That Duggan's not returning.
Oh, surely he doesn't have... eligibility.
Yeah.
Max Duggan?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's 28.
He's played 4 years, but one of them was COVID. He can come back. Yeah.
No way.
I think he will.
He's just been a 4-year starter.
And I hate to say this, but I like him a lot.
Oh, yeah. I like Max Duggan, too. I hope he, if he comes back, it's stupid.
I hope he.
You have to go. You have to capitalize on that season.
I hope he has 500 total yards versus Michigan and they lose, but I kind of like him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fine with him having success. I'm very interested. The coaching carousel also is interesting to me. I know we're all over the place right now, but I'll tie it back in. So Jim Leonard is not going to return to
Wisconsin.
But he's not leaving.
Bull Badgers.
But he's not leaving now. So to me, I think he's going to go to the NFL.
Baylor wants to hire him. Baylor fans want him hired, should have said.
Yeah, but they would have to do that. You don't have to. You don't have to do it now.
Also,
is he going to wait on Baylor and then leave Wisconsin to come to Baylor?
But yeah, right. He's going to be a hot commodity. And I'm not saying Baylor is like broke or anything, but I think he would have better options.
Yeah, unless he knows he's coming to Baylor, why wait that long to take a job? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's coaching the bowl game.
Yeah, because Baylor's got to also assess how reasonable is it that we land Jim Leonard. And
right.
If we're not going to, we got to hire somebody else.
If you're if you're Baylor and you don't have that in principle right now, that's dumb for both parties, in my opinion.
Free throws, man.
Missed another one?
Yeah. I want to talk about the Sonny Dykes extension in terms of the coaching carousel.
Yeah, I was getting back to TCU. Garrett Riley, is A&M going to wait for Garrett Riley and back up the truck? Because you're going to have to wait through the playoff to hire Garrett Riley. Is North Texas going to wait and try to hire him? Because all this stuff is, that's waiting a long time to hire a guy in today's world.
Maybe it's just my personal preference, but if I'm a young hotshot coordinator, I'm staying in that position until I get the head coaching job I want. I'm not going to grind it out in Conference USA to try to build my resume.
American Athletic.
Are they moving?
Mm-hmm.
Either way. I'm not taking that job. I'm not taking Texas State. I'm not taking the Tulsa job. I am staying at TCU or the equivalent as offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and I'll do that for 5 or 6 years.
Would you go to A&M to prove you can do it with somebody besides Sonny Dykes?
Yeah, probably so. If you got that big of an upgrade in money and resources. And
they would double his salary.
Conference, yeah. That makes sense to me. I'm saying some of those guys, like I think Sonny Cumbie, when he was offensive coordinator mm-hmm. at TCU, had the opportunity to go be the head coach at UTSA and opted against it. And I don't know if that was smart for him or not.
You have to be the right kind of – I think it has to be the right fit. And I don't think North Texas is the right fit for Garrett Riley.
I just feel like you're risking your star really burning out because those are hard places to win at.
You could Seth Luttrell yourself.
Yeah. Or you could just remain a really good coordinator, recruit some 4-star dudes to TCU, have a great offense every year, and you're always going to be wanted.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do if I was in his position.
Four minutes left in the game, down by 6. You finally go full court press.
Sonny Dykes gets an extension. I don't know where they got the money for it. Maybe they went to diversified lenders and turned some of their accounts receivable into cash so that they could afford the Sonny Dykes extension. I don't have an issue with it. He obviously had a great first season in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
My only quote-unquote issue with it is where do you go from here? Like, you started out 12-0, you're in the college football playoff, and every season after this is probably not going to be as good as that.
Yeah.
So you're kind of setting yourself up for failure, in my opinion.
I mean, why didn't you just pay him that when he got there? Like, did you undersell him? You know what I mean?
And if he, okay, let's say he makes the playoff or wins the Big 12 two more times. Ohio State or USC or Texas or whoever who wants to hire him badly enough, that right. type of program can still go get him, no matter what you put the buyout at.
Right, if Auburn in 4 years needs another coach again and Sonny's won the Big 12 three times.
They'll still come get him.
TCU will be at $6 million. And Auburn just gave Hugh Freeze 8.
But if Sonny Dykes, after this, goes 8-4 the next 2 years, which I don't think is crazy, then it's like, okay, we're going into year 4 now, and like our expectations were Big 12 title and playoff.
Right.
And we're 8-4. So, and then you're like, okay, well, now we have to fire him with 3 years left on his contract instead of 1 or 2 at a lesser salary. I'm not saying that he's going to fail or anything like that, but I don't like the one really good year out of the gates and then extend him as if like that's the level they're going to maintain for the next half decade. Because it's what happened with Cliff.
Yeah, they cliffed him. Now, Cliff went 7-5 and was 0-5 to finish the season, and they still extended him.
Nobody was coming after Cliff after 2014.
No.
Or 2015 or 2016, so you just didn't have to do it to yourself.
Did somebody try to hire Sonny Dykes? Was there a call about him? Did Auburn call on Sonny?
I don't know.
I mean, it just, again.
Wouldn't he let you counter?
Why? Yes. Right?
Yeah. To me, it's just, I don't know. More and more, we've seen that Power 5 universities have insane buyouts.
Have you seen PJ Fleck?
When they want to get rid of a coach. And very few, like, oh, crap, the buyout wasn't high enough and another school came and poached him. Because every time your head coach gets approached by another job, he's going to come back to you to leverage that.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to stay or not. And then once you match, then he's going to go back to his suitor and say, well, can you go up even more? So, yeah, like, I don't know what Minnesota's doing with PJ Fleck either.
I mean, is Sonny going to go home?
No.
Joey's not leaving.
Our job's not open. Right. It's not going to be.
And he didn't want to come here anyways. I don't know. That was weird to me. Why not just give him a bonus?
Right.
And why can't you give him a raise independent of an extension? I guess I don't know how contracts work. Maybe you have to extend to give a raise, but why not just give him a bonus? Hey, you made the playoff. Here's $2 million.
Yeah.
Or
here's a bump to
or
your
his agent.
Assistant pool.
Yes. Or his agent should have put a playoff clause in there where he got $1 million extra if they made the playoff.
Yeah, or if they make the Big 12 championship game.
Because TCU would have said, ha-ha, yeah, we'll say yes to that.
I can't remember if it was Chris Beard's contract or Mark Adams, but it has that, a bonus for making the tournament, a bonus for winning a tournament game, a bonus for going to the Sweet 16.
So here's $2.5 million.
For winning the Big 12. So you can double your salary in bonuses.
But PJ Fleck is the winningest coach through 6 seasons at Minnesota since 1905. And they've given him 4 extensions in 6 seasons.
Okay, time out on that. Time out. He plays 13 games a year now.
Oh, yeah.
But Minnesota was winning natties in the 1930s, but they probably only played like 8 games.
And it could have been that the coach was there for 2 years.
Yeah, I think that might be a slightly skewed.
Oh, it's 100% skewed.
Okay.
I mean, who's lasting at Minnesota more than 6 years if you have any success? Like, who's trying to hire PJ Fleck?
Yeah, he's a good coach.
But he's not in coaching searching names like Matt Campbell is. Matt Campbell's not even in Matt Campbell
anymore. Yeah, and why increase the buyout from $40 million to $50 million? Like, to me, those are equally prohibitive. If somebody wants to pay $40 million to go get PJ Fleck, they'll pay $50. But probably nobody's going to come pay $40, so you don't really have to do that to yourself. But now if you want to get rid of him, you owe him $50. So I think that backfires more often than not. We'll see how it works out for TCU. Same with Aranda.
Yeah.
One good year, they double his salary. Here's 7 more years. Please don't leave us. And then, like, again, this was only one season, but if he has 2 more like this and they're 7-5, they're like, hey, we're paying you $6 million a year.
Wasn't that a 10-year extension?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, or at least it was extended to 10 years.
Are y'all that worried these guys are going to leave at the first opportunity?
Man, stepping stones. Who's the last football coach that left Baylor? Who's the last coach that left Baylor?
Yeah, I mean, Art Briles was winning there. He turned down Texas.
Yeah. When Texas was Texas.
We're about to lose to Nichols.
Yeah, down 6, 3.5 minutes, missing another free throw. Oh, he made it. He made a free throw. Backflips for everyone. Around the Big 12, so TCU... You think they're set at quarterback with Chandler Morris?
Probably. And they've got a good kid behind him, too.
I mean, they thought that he was better than Max Duggan.
Yeah, they whiffed on that eval. They've got a kid, too, Samuel Jackson, behind him that I think if Duggan plays one more year, if that kid is patient and develops, he'll be a good good quarterback after that.
Did you see when that kid during the recruiting fought a shark?
No. Missed that.
Deep blue sea. Any other school that you're, I mean, is Baylor looking for a quarterback? They had drones leave, yes? He entered the portal?
He entered the portal, yeah. He didn't rule out coming back to Baylor.
I would assume Baylor's looking for one of these guys. Hudson Card or something. I don't think he'll go to Baylor. And Texas has lost. I think I saw Texas had 10 in the portal, finally making the free throws. Texas had 10 in the portal. Oklahoma had 13. Oklahoma State had 13.
Oklahoma has 12. 6 or 7 just from their defensive line in the portal.
And a couple of young guys. So, I know we talked about this off the pod. I don't know if we did it on the pod. No free buckets.
I think Bacho might be hurt.
Everybody's on the ground. How do you let that guy behind you? Mark Adams just staring at him on the ground. Didn't even cross his arms.
Hey, I've got one more gripe about...
What was that?
What?
Why is the head coach not taking 2 steps to check on a player like, who's down and hurt?
It's like 70. He's not helping him up off the ground.
Uncross your arms, Mark.
That's what he does. Have you not ever seen Mark Adams during a basketball game before?
That was weird.
That's just how he is.
But step... He didn't take his...
Why change now?
That's weird, dude. That's a little weird.
Why change now?
No care in the world.
I got one more gripe about the Texas Bowl.
Down to 2:55.
Trying so hard to get to an ad read.
Yeah, Texas Bowl.
My only gripe about the Texas Bowl is that there aren't any Statrick properties in Houston.
There's one in Corpus?
There's one in Allen, I think. So they are.
Maybe you could go on the way to.
Yeah, you stay around. Stay in Corpus, then drive up.
Yeah.
But if you need somewhere to stay in the Lubbock area, traveling back for graduation or the holidays or a basketball game, baseball season isn't too far away if you're coming in for a weekend series. Statrig.com, they have a variety of properties to suit your needs. Every single property is decorated and furnished to an upscale professional standard, so you know exactly what you're going to get, which is just a really nice house for your short-term rental needs. Now, they love Gambling Gauchos listeners so much, they'll give you 10% off your first booking at statrig.com using the promo code Gauchos. They have a really easy-to-navigate website. You just pick the dates you need. They'll give you the menu of options in terms of which houses are available, and then they'll offer you the promo code, and you type in Gauchos, 10% off. Statrig.com. If you're coming to Lubbock, that's who you need to use. Instead of Airbnb or last-minute hotel, they jack up the rates. Book early. Book statrig.com. Promo code Gauchos gets you 10% off.
2:55 left. Down by 2. The guy that just shot the miss layup got hurt, but it was fouled. So somebody else is taking these free throw shots. Their 2 best players, I believe, have fouled out.
Nichols.
Their leading scorer tonight, at least, has fouled out. I don't know about the other guy.
When I played youth basketball, I was in 6th grade.
Uh-huh.
And there was a rule that if a kid got hurt, you had to put in a kid roughly equal to his skill level in the game. And we were playing a team. They were like kind of our rival. They had the best player in the entire league on their team. And their 2nd best player would play the opposite period. So like one of them was on the floor to run the point. And their 2nd best player got hurt. And the gap between their 2nd best player and 3rd best player was not that much, but their coach thought it was ethical to put in the best player in the entire league.
Right.
I was like, this is some BS. So anyway, all that to say, I'm sure they just subbed in their best free throw shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of that was their 5.
Yeah. Put in that.
Now we got some guy shooting 91% probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or is this him?
No, he went to the locker room.
Oh, okay.
At least he's... Yeah. All right, you want to do some Discord mailbag?
Yeah, who's the mailbag sponsored by?
Diversified Lenders. We gave him a shout-out earlier.
Yeah, we already did their ad read. So this one will be sponsored by...
We did them all.
Did them all. Sponsored by Cardinals, Rojino, Statrig, and Diversified Lenders.
There you go. What percentage of focus should we be on the game itself and on the bowl pick'em?
This question came in earlier today, and I was going to say 100% focused on Ole Miss. Now I feel like we overlooked Nicholls State, and this is on us to an extent.
Yeah, minus 22 and a half.
I wasn't tweeting about Nicholls State. Maybe we should have been, because our mentality, Rob, our tweets impact the outcome of games. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm having a hard time focusing. Oh, Banner!
I was like, why did he shoot that? He's like 8 feet behind the three-point line.
I was like, dude, come on.
But if you make it, whatever.
Down one, 2 minutes. Turnover, Nicholls State. O'Banner's pumped. Is O'Banner... You have to have Tournament O'Banner the rest of this season.
If he turns it around, we will look back to this exact moment.
If West Virginia national championship season, you appeared in the national championship.
You lost in overtime somehow.
Norris Odeyase. Yeah, it's weird that coach lost in overtime. Ripped the ball out of West Virginia's dude's hands and stared him down like he wanted to murder him. You didn't lose the rest of Big 12 play. That season, Norris Odeyase had a moment. You didn't lose again at home.
He bullied him with his mind.
He did. He's a mind bully. Over under 3 years until Jake Strong starts his first game.
Okay.
Now we're going three seasons, so 23, 24, 25.
I think he will start in 25. So, under. I think 2 years and then Jake Strong is the starter.
I would go over. He will take over in 26.
What?
Shuck in 23. Morton in 24 and 25.
Nah.
You think it's going to be Morton, Strong?
I think Morton will take over at some point in 2023 and then finish out 24. And I'll probably go pro.
69-68. Just under 2 minutes left. Let's go. Oh, Banner. What a pass by Lamar Washington.
I think they're giving Lamar Washington some key minutes right now.
He played a ton in the second half.
He might be that guy.
He has to start the next game over Demarion Williams unless Jalen Tyson comes back. They call travel or a foul?
Foul.
On... I don't know how this rewatch is going to be.
We have been wondering all season.
Yeah.
Besides the starting five, who the heck else do you have?
Yeah.
And like KJ did fine, but they're not giving him a ton of minutes.
Your bench has been bad.
You need a guard.
Yes.
It might be Lamar Washington.
It might be.
And it's Nicholls, but like this is a close game. It's important.
Do you remember last time you started two true freshmen?
Give me a minute.
I actually am lying, probably.
PV was alone.
That's true.
I think Beard's first team was old. You'd have to go back to Tubby. Tubby do it with that first crop?
You've done it since.
When?
Zaire Smith and Jarrett Culver.
When did they both start?
The last month and a half of the season.
Shot clock violation. You might be right. I thought one of them was always off the bench.
Nope. Toward the end, they both started. But it's Jamias. Terrence Shannon.
He started with Peavy, didn't he? Or was that? No, that was the next year.
Jamias was next. But Terrence Shannon and Kyler Edwards was a redshirt. No, he played. Kevin McCullough was a redshirt freshman, and Terrence Shannon started with him. Some. But they were both freshmen.
Did Shannon and Ramsey start together?
But true freshmen. Shannon and Ramsey.
They probably did. They probably did at some point.
Were Ramsey and Shannon freshmen either? Yeah, that's right. True freshmen.
I think so.
Yeah, I bet so.
Because they were the COVID year. They didn't get to play in the tournament.
Dang, that seems like a long time ago. Anyways, are we focused on Ole Miss? I think we were too focused on Ole Miss and not focused enough on Nicholls State. But it is 70-69. Texas Tech with their first lead in the second half, I believe.
We might have flipped our focus right in time.
We're more focused on Nicholls than we are on the podcast right now, which is impressive.
Elite levels of focus.
What's your pick for Army-Navy? -2.5. Love this question. Over-under 32.5. The under has hit 16 straight years.
But at this total, it would have gone over about half the time.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it kind of does. Because some of the totals were like...
Are you due?
In the 47s. Oh, yeah. Did you see the math on this?
I was on this last year, and I'm pretty sure we could go back to this podcast last year. Lamar Washington sinking 4 straight free throws late in this game, up by 3. Lamar Washington should start the next game unless Jalen Tyson was just out 1 game.
Dog.
Terrible shot from Nicholls State. Texas Tech up 3, 47 left. Pop Isaacs with the ball. You got to get across the half line. Here we go.
Everybody listens like, yeah, we saw this last night.
Sorry.
Why are you giving me play-by-play on what happened last night?
I'm sorry. Do you know what I want to do?
They fouled Lamar Washington again.
Are you familiar with Barstool's electric chair that they do?
Not familiar with anything Barstool does.
They just like...
Other than curse Cincinnati.
Live stream themselves watching the game.
Okay.
I think we should...
It's like the Manning cast?
We should do some of that.
We could do that.
You have
wow.
to pause it.
22 points on 6 of 9 shooting for Pop Isaacs.
That dude is borderline unplayable.
Dude, he is playable. Say what you want about him. You can play him.
Have I seen the math on Army-Navy?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No, but I was in on this last year, and I bet the under last year, and it went... No, I bet the over last year, and it went under.
This is
also two really bad teams.
This is a similar situation to my Twins. We have lost
Minnesota Twins.
I think 17 straight postseason games, not series. Not series.
Yeah, that's a lot of games. Brooms. That's a lot of brooms.
Yes, going back, I think 2010.
Yeah,
like not since I've graduated high school have we won a postseason game. Anyway,
it's besides
the math on that, like had you bet against the Twins money line. All those games, you'd be like a millionaire starting with $100.
So if you bet the under every game?
Yes. So if you started with $110 on the under back in 2004 or whenever this started to win $100, and then you'd have $210 after that bet cashes. Had you rolled it over into the under next year and done that for the last 16 or 17 years, you would have, I think, $2 million right now doing nothing but picking the under on this game and risking nothing more than $100. Saw that.
That would have been good money.
I got a clarification from a Texas Tech sports writer who knows a lot more than I do. Joseph Adedere has burned his red shirt, but two others, Wesley Smith and Ty Khanna. So Wesley Smith has played in more than 4 games. Ty Khanna has played in exactly 4. So they'll have a decision to make. Does he get any PT during the bowl game, or do they want to preserve his red shirt? But other than that, everybody you brought in this freshman class has maintained their red shirt.
Can I be really honest? And
please? No, I want you to lie to me.
Tell myself a little bit?
Yeah.
Who is Wesley Smith?
Walk-on, maybe? I'm not trying to dog the kid. He might be a walk-on special teams guy.
He's played 4 games?
Yeah, he might be like a long snapper, or he's not the long snapper, but a position like that. I think that's probably a walk-on.
I pride myself on being pretty versed in the roster.
Yeah. Like, you know who B.J. Simmons is, even 20 years later?
Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard of B.J. Simmons. But I'd have to look up Wesley Smith.
Pop is unreal.
Playable.
All right, we're going to survive Nicholls, it looks like. I don't want to jinx it.
Can I tweet Never a Doubt? I'll wait.
Yeah, can I tweet it?
Right now? I was going to wait.
ain't no curses.
Do it. Do Never a Doubt, hashtag playable.
Ooh, subtweet. No, I'm not going to
We're not going to subtweet.
We're not going to go after anybody.
Also,
we don't subtweet.
By the way, we've been talking about Viva the Matadors this whole time. I don't subtweet. Let's talk about them. Shout out to Jack Bell. That was a good move. I like him.
Yeah, we're not trying to pile on, but that's a good move.
No, that's a good move. Pile on?
What?
Me?
You do you.
I would never.
I'm trying to protect the brand right here.
I would never pile on.
That right there.
Nicholls misses a 3. Kevin O'Banner with the defense. These officials have gotten under my skin just a little bit in the last couple of minutes. Oh man,
is O'Banner back?
O'Banner has had a good second half.
Always has been. Never left.
My right eye is twitching.
Fouled out 20 points. Dog.
I'm about to. Da-da-da. I need to look up O'Banner in the second half. He might have had 18 since I tweeted somebody needs to step up and be a leader.
Dude, he probably checked his phone at halftime.
Yeah.
It was like, Rob Bro wants a leader. I'll show him.
The Gauchos.
Oh, okay.
I tweeted it from the Gauchos account. You don't like that? You don't like me tweeting from the Gauchos?
No, I was going to make a joke that you run the Gauchos Twitter account.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Just like
all the tweets are from
a minute ago when you were coaching me up on what to tweet, I was going to say, like, that's how all the tweets, like, yeah. Rob just tells me what to tweet and then I send it.
Up by 4. Hey, you think we can cover
the initial 22 and a half?
I'm just trying to provide good betting content so nobody hates us.
Shout out to me.
Uh-huh.
Took a couple different live money lines for both teams, guaranteed profit. So I'm just sharp as heck. That's not true.
Whoa, 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 whoa. These. Oh, man.
These refs, man. These refs.
These refs.
Do I tweet this video too much, or is this a good?
No.
Okay.
It's a bit.
It's a staple.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit.
Do you approve of this tweet as my editor? If you score 20 points and foul out, you're a dog. Hashtag KO. And it's a video of Laramie Tunsil saying dog.
No, I got it. Yeah. Yeah, it's
good. You've seen this video before?
Yeah.
We even have it on the soundboard, I think.
No.
All right, what else?
Who are the three best players on this basketball team?
The three best players. Best, like most talented or most valuable to this team, or?
However you want to answer.
Pop? And Bacho have the like talent and upside through the roof. And then one of like, I'll say Jalen Tyson. And I was going to say one of O'Banner or Harmon is like your steady leadership value piece that might not have the same high-end talent as those three. But that's my take on it.
There's Paul Pierce. Not Paul Pierce. Paul George.
Different guys.
Paul George was never elite in the regular season. And then he was good in the... Was he good in the regular season and bad in the playoffs? That's why they called him Playoff P? Was that the joke? Anyways, O'Banner at Tech has been the opposite.
Yeah.
You have tournament O'Banner and O'Banner.
Has he ever played in a tournament game where he didn't get a double-double?
No, Oral Roberts too.
Right.
So you have tournament O'Banner who has 6 games in the tournament and 6 double-doubles.
Yeah.
For Texas Tech to do what they want to do this year in Big 12 play, you have to have tournament O'Banner, which was tonight. You had tournament O'Banner tonight, but you need him more than just once every 3 weeks. You have to have him. And it looked like you played with some intensity tonight, which you were severely lacking for the first 32 minutes of this game. They were up by 6 with 9 minutes left, and you just won by 7.
I realized I read the wrong line earlier when I said Texas Tech minus 6.5, but they won by 7.
And you said there was no way. There's no way they'd win by 15.
Because they had outscored by 15 in the last 7.5 minutes. That's exactly what they did. I think it was even more. I think they were down 9 when I said that.
Yeah.
I was just doing some quick math.
That's awesome.
Like I said, I'm sharp as heck.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
There's no way we finished the Discord mailbag.
No, we've got some more. I just was trying to get some tweets off, too.
Content rules everything around me.
Well, we are...
This is basically serving as a Nichols instant reaction recap
episode.
Yes,
it is. Yeah.
We've just been recapping it as we go.
So, let's go O'Banner, 7 of 13,
dude,
7 boards, 20 points.
Pop, 5 of 6?
I would like to see... I would like to see O'Banner's second half points.
Yeah, and the minutes haven't loaded yet on this box score that we're looking at. This says Lamar Washington was 0-for-1 field goals, but he had
6 free throws at least down the stretch.
But he had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 12 points. Surely that wasn't all on free throws. That might be an error. This is not a complete box score.
I did not see him make a shot.
But him going 12-7-5 tonight when you needed a guard?
Yes.
And when you were freaking about to lose to Nichols, it's huge.
Yes.
We can't have this much dead air. So
No. We can I'll go back and
Can I tweet this real quick while and then
yeah,
we can
Yeah, I'll start reading some more.
We can take
turns.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll start reading some more. What Picador gets lost in Houston trying to get to the game? Now, I'm going to say two things. Trying to get to the game, maybe from where they live. Who would you say gets lost?
I'll say Chase because he lives in Houston, and that would be funny.
All right. Now, from the pregame destination to the stadium, who gets lost?
Also Chase.
Chase or Mateo.
He's a liability.
He's a little bit erratic.
Here, I can sympathize with Chase because he's going to have dad brain.
Yeah.
He's going to have very little sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He might be drinking for the first time in a couple months at that point.
Yeah.
And again, it would be funny because he's from there. And so it would be funny if he got lost on his way to and from.
What? I'm not going to read that one. Start, binge, cut. These are Christmas movies. Home Alone 2, Christmas Vacation, Ernest Saves Christmas. Can we say cut on 3? 1, 2, 3.
Christmas Vacation.
That movie sucks.
Horrible.
Chevy
Overrated.
Chase is...
Loser.
A loser.
He's a bum. And that movie is not funny. It never has been. And
I'd rather watch Funny Farm.
Don't respond to me with a line from it or a gif from it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And your reference is just not funny.
If you want to tell us that movie's good... Bend over and
like,
we'll show you where to
I get it. Yeah, you serious, Clark? The crapper's full. I've seen the movie. It's not funny.
No. We get a, y'all are insane.
Yeah, have at it.
Oh, this one also says, we remember the Leech Kyle rant.
What?
On Twitter. I don't know what that was from.
Which one?
Consistently your worst take is that Chevy Chase sucks. It's true. It's true.
Look, if you don't want to hear the truth, find another podcast.
Vern Troyer, I would say Home Alone 2, start Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
That's the midget on Mini-Me. Sorry, whoa. Little person.
And I'm tall, I'm not offended.
What is Ernest's name?
I don't even know what that one is.
Ernest Saves Christmas?
Yeah.
You'd bench it?
Yeah.
You don't know who Ernest is? Ernest goes to camp. Ernest goes to jail. Ernest saves Christmas. All-star Ernest. The drunk
okay.
voice messages about Leech.
Look, it was Thanksgiving and I might have had one too many. And I wasn't rooting for him. And I still don't root for him. And, okay, this is funny. We were like this close, I think, to getting like 2,000 followers on Twitter. We're at like 1,993. And it just like plummeted that night. I was like, crap.
You
I just lost
like 20 followers.
Yeah. It's like I lost just like 24 followers because there's still some leechers out there.
This guy says, how young are you? Not this guy. I just can't read.
I'm a man. Here. I'm 40.
I'm 33.
I'm basically 30.
But eight. You're not 30 yet? Age does not matter. Chevy Chase sucks no matter how old you are.
Yeah, there's this thing called, you know, the internet, and he's been in modern day stuff, and movies that he made in the 80s are available to me in present day, and
the
it's
only,
not good.
The only good, Chevy Chase made one good movie, Fletch.
Never seen it.
Fletch is a good movie. He's like the worst part in Caddyshack.
I also, the people who don't understand my Leech dislike, or that I'm not a total Leech fanboy, same deal, they're like, well, you weren't in school when Leech was here. True.
We don't need to get back into Leech.
But like
it's over.
Anyway.
We banished that beast.
He was digging after the Liberty Bowl last year.
He says the Leecher here says, I'll never leave you guys here for the long run. Let's ride.
Let's
ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Start, bench, cut, grilled cheese, BLT, Sloppy Joe.
Oh, that is tough.
I'm cutting Sloppy Joe. That might be surprising. That might be surprising.
It's an okay cut because it's not a year round sandwich. You don't want a sloppy Joe in July.
No.
But you would take a BLT in July or even a grilled cheese probably.
Do you want to know something else?
Yeah.
The BLT is the perfect sandwich.
I have a hard time arguing with you on that.
Fresh tomato, thick cut peppered bacon, lettuce, and a nice toast.
What kind of bread is on the ideal BLT?
I would just maybe some artisanal toast.
Okay. And you would have mayo on it?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope Maddie doesn't turn this off.
That's okay. And then grilled cheese would be number two. Did you ever have a hot and toasty machine? The little press electric grilled cheese maker?
No, we just did it on the stovetop.
We did too generally, but we had one of those for a while, and those make a good sandwich.
Yeah.
My eye is twitching.
Are you doing the pirate right now?
No, my eye is twitching.
Is that an homage to Leech?
No, my eye is twitching, and I'm really uncomfortable about it. Yeah, I like a BLT. Was Ethan Duncan the glue holding the whole team together?
When we were losing the Nichols by 10.
You really wish you had a sharpshooter.
You had to wonder. Him or Timperman.
So apparently you're too young to know Ernest. That must be the cutoff. Somewhere in between 33 and 29.
Okay, Ernest. It's time left for a mini rant. It's time for a mini rant. Because yep. I get beat up in the Discord for like, oh, Kyle just loves to argue. He knows everything. Just ask him. I fully admit I don't know anything about pop culture. I don't know any musicians. I don't know any movies. I don't know any books. So I'm pleading dumber.
So you're uncultured.
Yes, I'm pleading dumber than everybody on this. So please give me some know-it-all points in that respect.
So Ernest was a commercial character that parlayed that into a children's show that parlayed that into a movie career.
I wonder what we said when the message popped up that says, y'all are insane.
Ernest was scared stupid.
That was our Christmas vacation. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
You don't recognize this face right here?
Never seen that guy before.
You ever seen Toy Story?
Yes.
He's Slinky Dog.
Okay.
I think that's the end of the mailbag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't. There's not a lot of. It's.
Just starting to have some fun.
You've never seen this guy? So all the Ernest movies were like late 80s, early 90s. So that is a little bit before your time.
Yeah. I was a little bit sheltered. I also didn't have a huge interest in it. I didn't play a lot of video games. I didn't, you know.
I played like
I'm just not a NFL pop culture Blitz. Guy. Yeah.
I like movies. I like TV.
I like
beer.
I still like
I drank beer.
I like indie
Maybe
films.
Maybe too much beer.
I like indie films.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Okay.
What indie films have you been watching?
Can we do a Getting to Know the Gauchos?
Yes, I would love to know what indie films. What, like Troll 2? Like, what are we doing indie films?
No, more like Earth 2. But you don't even know what that is. You don't know who Britt Marling is?
No.
This is going to resonate with about 1% of our listeners. And they're going to go, I didn't know Kyle knew who Britt Marling was. Or that she was the lead actress in Earth 2. But I do know that. All right, Getting to Know the Gauchos. I think I've said this before. My first real job, besides like mowing lawns and being a soccer ref, was at a movie theater.
Yep, and you smell like popcorn.
Not just any movie theater. It was the like art house. And so I show up for my first day of work and I'm like, okay, which screen is Transformers on there? Like, no, this is like an indie film theater. And I was like, I've never heard of any of these. And I thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
There was a ton of old people that came all the time, just like retired people. And I was like, these movies must blow. Like, I've never heard of any of these. But You get a 35-minute break if you work for more than 7 hours.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'll go pop in and just see what this is. You know, you get a free IC, free popcorn while you're on the job. I was like, all right, some of these movies aren't bad. And then you see, like, trailers that look cool. And so that's when I started getting into more indie films. We don't have an indie theater in Lubbock, though. So I
don't even see Earth 2 on IMDb. Earth 2 and Clancy Brown? That's a TV series.
Search Earth 2 Britt Marling.
I'll search Britt Marling.
It's a really cool. Do you want me to give you like the premise?
So you know Britt Marling.
Obviously not.
But you don't know Ernest.
That's right. Britt Marling has another movie. It's a literal cult film. It's about a cult called The Sound of My Voice, where she claims to be.
Another Earth.
Another Earth, excuse me. Another Earth.
Earth 2 is a...
It's been a while.
Marvel thing.
That movie came out more than a decade ago. Another Earth. See how much I know about
Metascore indie films. Metascore 66. Oh, I know John Burroughs. William Mapother. That guy.
Ethan from Lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you want the premise of the movie?
Or yeah, no? Sure.
So, it's a like realistic sci-fi type deal where they're on Earth, same timeline as us. Mm. And then all of a sudden, like, another Earth, basically the exact same model and everything.
Earth 2.
Was invisible through some kind of, like, shadow or whatever, but it, like, emerges. And the moment that we laid eyes on Earth 2, the two realities began to diverge. Like, everything, the exact history of both Earths was the exact same until that point. And so, like, as the two are starting to communicate in the trailer, it's like the Prime Minister of England or the President of the United States is communicating with themselves on Earth 2. Yeah. Anyway.
This is a literal comic book plot from from a very popular comic book Flash called Flashpoint.
You didn't let me finish though. So
back me up. Is that not Flashpoint Earth 2?
The very first night that Earth 2 is visible in this movie, Britt Marling, the lead actress, is distracted by it and she gets into a car wreck. She kills somebody in a head-on collision. The lady who she kills is Ethan from Lost's wife on Earth 1. And so she wins a trip to be the first person to get to go to Earth 2. And when she does, she has to make the decision of... She tries to, like, make amends. And then I think they, like, kind of start to fall in love a little bit. She has to make the decision, like, is this ethical? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the proper way to make amends? It's a really good movie.
Spoiler alert, he says.
Well, I didn't tell you how it ended. It's also been out for like 12 years.
So in Flashpoint, the world that he goes back too far and then changes the course and then
yeah,
everything's going back and then Batman is Batman's dad.
Yeah.
So Thomas Wayne is Batman.
Now I can't tell you about the sound of my voice.
The guy killed Bruce and the mom instead of Thomas. So Thomas turned into Batman.
Jeez.
I like Joker.
So you get to say the whole movie, but I can't explain Flashpoint.
I just hate the comic book. There's been 64 of those movies.
Earth 2 is literally from DC.
Strength Man flies down and saves the world. Like, okay, we've done this movie before.
Flashpoint hasn't been a movie.
Whatever. Gosh. I like Joker.
Joker was good. That's kind of indie.
I like The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises.
The Dark Knight was good.
Because I'm uncultured on this, uh-huh. I thought Joker was going to be like a dark comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. It was just dark.
Yeah.
And I like went and saw it with my mom when I was visiting in Dallas. Oh, and yeah. I was like, this is a heavy movie.
Joaquin Phoenix is a top five actor for me, probably.
I like the movie Her.
Her's good.
I like Joker. Mm-hmm. I actually never saw Walk the Line, even though I really like Johnny Cash.
Walk the Line is really good.
But yeah, I like Gladiator. Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix has a couple screws loose. But that's probably what makes him brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Who, if you could only watch one actor's movies, let's say for the next 5 years, would it be Britt Marling or somebody else?
She doesn't have the quantity of catalog that would... I would say Clint Eastwood, because he was in Westerns for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And I would not get tired of watching the same three movies over and over. I like Jeff Bridges a lot, too.
Ooh, that's good. Crazy Heart.
True Grit.
Hell or High Water. True Grit.
Yeah, Hell or High Water.
Tron.
The Big Lebowski.
Tron, too.
Tron. I'm just glad we beat Nichols.
I would go Nick Cage.
What?
If I could only watch one actor's movies, I would go Nicolas Cage.
Explain yourself.
Face Off, Con Air, The Rock, Leaving Las Vegas.
I've never heard of
Raising Arizona. You've never heard of Con Air? In Face Off, he's a family man. he's actually a bad guy. He's Caster Troy is his name. And then John Travolta. The characters, anyways, they switch faces. There's a surgery and they switch faces and then they have to switch lives and he's trying to get back the whole time. And then the bad guy's in his body at home with his wife.
Can I give you a little bit of a
really good movie, Face Off?
Synopsis about The Sound of My Voice.
Sure.
It's also directed by Britt Marling. She's the lead actress. But in that film, she plays a character who claims to have time traveled. She claims to be from the future. And so she starts a cult. She gets a cult following in, I think, Southern California. And this local freelance journalist wants to write about it. And so he pretends to join the cult. And, like, he has to be pretty committed because they indoctrinate you and everything. But, like, a part of him starts to wonder if it's real. And his girlfriend is joining the cult with him. And she's like, "Are you, like, you can't be serious. You can't actually think that this is..." The ending is really cool. I can't say anything about the ending or it would ruin it.
What is that one?
The Sound of My Voice. There's a really kind of a funny part.
Face Off is a really good Nick flick. Thank you, Steven Stevens. And I also love the term Nick flick.
So during one of the cult meetings, they ask Britt Marling, because she's from like way off in the future, like 1,000 years. And she's talking about like famine and all this stuff. Not like I'm from 10 years from now. And so somebody says, "Hey, can you sing us a song that's popular from your era?" And she starts singing. It's a song by the Cranberries. I'm blanking on the name. It's
Zombie?
No, it's not Zombie, and it's not Linger. "Changing every day, every possible way."
Yeah.
Anyway, she sings that song for like 2 minutes.
You have a nice voice.
And nobody says anything. And then one of the two people that's like infiltrating goes, "That song is by the Cranberries. It came out in the 1990s. And she goes, "Well, that may be true, but in my time, it's sung by a musician named Benadon." And just like, that doesn't like dissuade anybody in the room. Yeah. They're like, "Oh, okay." So like, she couldn't even sing a song that wasn't a cover, but they still, I mean, they're in a cult. So of course they believe some crazy stuff. No offense to any of our listeners who are in a cult.
Diversified Lender's nephew.
It's in the gene pool, man. River?
River has won, what is this?
We got a
national junior record.
Does Texas Tech have a swimming team, or is he going to have to go put his skills on display somewhere else?
There's three Big 12 schools that have a swimming program.
Oh, in Texas.
Side. Texas, wins. West Virginia, TCU.
Hope he goes to West Virginia.
How much trouble are we in if Walton and Williams continue to contribute almost nothing?
If Lamar Washington is that guy and KJ can give you 12 minutes and AMAC and Tyson come back, it's not as bad as it seems.
It's a lot of ifs.
It is. It is. I would love to have more guys from the bench that prove themselves capable contributors.
Have you ever seen The Last Boy Scout?
No.
If I gave you 100 guesses, could you name an actor in The Last Boy Scout?
I mean, maybe if I just tried to name 100 actors, which I probably can't do.
Awesome. 90s, peak 90s.
You could give me a list of 20 random names and terms, and I wouldn't know if it was a real movie or not.
Bruce Willis.
Armageddon.
Cage has had a career resurgence in the last few years. Yeah, he's got a great catalog.
I mean, do you watch Wes Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay. You like Moonrise Kingdom, The Grand Budapest Hotel?
I have seen The Grand Budapest Hotel. I've not seen Moonrise Kingdom.
I like that kind of movie.
Big fan of The Royal Tannenbaums.
Getting to know the Gauchos. Well, yeah, because this is like, if you know, you know. I don't have to be explicit. Mm-hmm. Like my first month on the job at the movie theater, you have to do what's called theater check. So you just like walk down to the front with a flashlight, walk back up. Mm-hmm. It's so that somebody can flag you down and say, "It's too cold in here," or whatever.
Right.
The Black Swan,
yeah,
was in theaters.
Uh-huh, the scene.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I did a theater check during that scene. Mm-hmm. I was like 17, which they're not allowed to. This is funny.
And previously stated, sheltered.
They're not allowed to ask you how old you are, but because they showed R-rated films, they asked me, "Are you of age to see an R-rated movie?" And I said, "Yes," because I was.
NC-17?
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, there was one. Oh, dude, it's brutal. Those are like...
We have to be 17 to watch R-rated movies.
NC-17 is like... There's no rules.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Not quite X, but...
I'm not even... Michael Fassbender was in.
Uh-huh.
Brutal. Because, like I said, you have to do the theater checks and like whatever scene it is, whether it's like gory or intimate. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was like this 17-year-old high school junior, senior, whatever I was, and Black Swan... It's like, okay, I'm going to go to the next theater now. And what else was on? I don't know why I remember this so well. The Social Network was on.
Great movie.
127 Hours. The King's Speech.
That's a great era.
Yeah, a lot of good movies when I started. Because I started around Christmas time, which is when all the Oscar frontrunners are. So there's a lot of good options out when I first started. And I was like, these are some cool flicks.
I think an hour and 20 is about a movie runtime. So final thoughts?
Can I tell you the funny part about my job at the movie theater?
Did we talk about everything we said we were going to talk about?
I think so. We
just transfer portal, basketball. Big 12. Oh, we didn't talk about the Big 12 championship numbers.
Oh, you kicked some serious butt. I did the math wrong pretty famously on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's a burner account who doesn't follow us but responds to our tweets, and their sole job is to correct you. And he did, because I was off by 0.03 million when I did the math. But anyway, you basically
pretty big number
matched 0.03 million. That's 30,000 people.
Well,
out of 10 million?
Relative.
So you had 9.44 million among two Hateful Eight programs. Mm-hmm. Just like last year, two Hateful Eight programs. They topped 8 million last year, Baylor and Oklahoma State. If you added USC and Utah plus the ACC championship game, Clemson and North Carolina. Now, USC is, of course, the biggest brand and a departing brand from the Pac-12. You match those two games combined. Plus what you did last year with Oklahoma State Baylor, I think it's a really good sign. This is on top of all the other individual data points that we've looked at this season. Mm-hmm. And we have breakdowns of this, how the Big 12 stacks up against the ACC and the Pac-12 on different networks behind our Patreon paywall, which you can join, patreon.com/gamblinggauchos, $5 a month.
Where would they sign up for the bowl pick'em?
Same deal. So we will give. So we're raising money for the Matador Club. So we're doing a bowl pick'em. It's pinned at the top of our Twitter page. To get in, you need a password. To get the password, you either need to be a member of our Patreon community, which we affectionately call the Parlay Picadors, or just send us $10 on PayPal or Venmo. You can DM us, email us, gamblinggauchos@gmail.com for that info. And then all proceeds will go to the Matador Club. Whoever wins the bowl pick'em, the donation will be made in their name. And so when we did the March Madness Bracket Challenge, we raised $800, and the gentleman who won that got to make an $800 contribution to the Matador Club. Same deal for bowl season. So we hope you will join us that way.
Sweet.
Can I tell you something funny about working at the movie
theater?
Yes,
feeder? I would love for you to.
Like I said, a lot of old people. And we had a... Nobody cares. If you're done, you can turn off the podcast now unless you just really want to hear this. We had a loyalty program. And so like you get 50 points, 100 points, you get some kind of coupon. One of the coupons was for a $1 popcorn. Mm-hmm. Because it's usually like $6. And people just assume that when they're getting a coupon, it's for something that's free. They're not used to getting a discounted coupon. So people would all the time say, hey, I've got this little coupon for a $1 popcorn. And they would hand it to me, and they would just walk off with the popcorn. And I'd have to be like, hey, like, excuse me, it's a dollar. And they're like, no, it's a free $1 popcorn. And I was like, because they thought that like $1 was the usual price, right, and they were getting it for free. I was like, no, it's $6, and you're getting, it for $1.
Yeah.
And they'd get so pissed off that they had to get out their like credit card and swipe it for $1 instead of it just being free. Because like it probably should have been free.
Yeah.
But I knew there's a 50-50 shot. Anytime somebody put that coupon on the counter, I was like, they're going to walk off before they pay me. And then they're going to argue with me about it. Water was $5.75 for a bottle of water. That pissed some people off.
Oh, yeah.
Then it pissed them off even more. I didn't have great customer service skills. Can you even believe that about me?
No.
I was like, well, it's free at the water fountain. And they're like, oh. And these are like, by the way, very affluent, like suburban retired people. They can afford it. They just want to complain about it.
Yeah. All the art house movies like The Social Network and King's Speech.
King's Speech was indie, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I was like, I'm 17. I'm just trying to make minimum wage plus a quarter here. Yeah. Like, if you could not give me a hard time about that, I'd appreciate it. I don't set the prices. Mm. I'm making like 3 cents off of this bottle of water probably when you do the math on it. So leave me alone about it.
I was really good at customer service.
I believe that.
I had one argument with a customer. It was a deaf woman. And it was not my fault.
Sure.
But she was screaming at me because I worked at a Texas Tech outfitter, not Red Raider outfitter. It's not even around anymore. I used to work at Campus Design.
Okay. They're not better than Cardinals, but...
No. I applied at Cardinals.
You didn't pass muster.
I didn't. So I work at... It's called a place called Campus Design. And she's like... I'm not going to do her voice, but she was wanting a specific sticker.
Thank you for not doing her voice, by the way.
It was the hand sign, peace, love, Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. It's a famous sticker. They carry them at Red Raider Outfitter at the time.
Yeah.
She said, do you have these stickers? I said, no, that is a specific sticker made by another store. She did not believe me. So we had to have a conversation about how we didn't have them. And she was very upset. And so I had to raise my voice because she was deaf. And I thought maybe she didn't understand me. And then if she was reading my lips, I was really trying to enunciate. Anyways, we were like screaming at each other in the middle of the store.
One of the more awkward moments at my job at the movie theater, this lady saw me like kind of sweeping the lobby.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, excuse me, I'm looking for my husband. He went into the restroom a few minutes ago. He's blind. Like, can you go see if he's in there? Mm-hmm. And I'm like trying to think through it. I'm like, okay, you want me to go in there and just be like, is there a blind gentleman in here? And like,
what, if you think he's lost in the stall?
Well, I don't know. Then what? Like, you know, oh yeah, I'm blind. And then I go like, okay, your wife is looking for you.
Yeah.
And if he's just like taking his time in there, like he's gonna be like, okay, well, like tell her to wait.
Yeah.
So I like didn't know how to approach it. I just like froze. And I think somebody else, maybe he like came out as soon as I was about to have to act, or like somebody else volunteered to do it. But I was like, what exactly do you want me to do here?
I don't know. Some people, man.
I had a customer order.
It's like, just wait.
I'm going, this is so long. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Maybe it's interesting. Maybe it's not. I worked in the concession stand mostly. And, you know, there were some weird orders. And don't pin
one?
That.
Do you see that one?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Your job
is literally relations now.
There were some funny concession stand orders. This was my favorite. And I'll get into some weird ones. But again, old people are trying to like watch what they eat and drink. And like some man he'd be there with his wife. He goes, I want a Diet Coke. And he would like lean in and whisper, and he goes, just a splash of cherry Coke on top. Like he's doing something like real naughty. He's like, just a splash of cherry Coke. I was like, I got you, man. So that happened all the time. They're like,
movie theater cherry Coke, by the way, is way better than any other cherry Coke.
You know, I could taste the difference between those if I. Not true.
Alamo Drafthouse has the best, no free ads, the best cherry Coke in Lubbock.
So there was that, which was like pretty normal, where they'd say like, give me half diet, half regular. Okay.
Uh-huh.
One of my first days, like I tried not to laugh at this person because I thought they were joking. They were like, I want a half root beer, half pink lemonade. And I was like,
what?
Like, are you going to say just kidding? Like, did you mean to say both of those two things? Because like if you wanted half Sprite, half pink lemonade, okay. But I was like, what? And they want, I was like, okay. Somebody asked for mustard for their popcorn.
Did you try it?
No. Mustard for popcorn.
They ate it with a fork?
I don't know what I was like, here you go.
One by one?
So anyway, there were some interesting orders at
mustard
the concession stand.
Mustard and popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm a big mustard guy, but.
I would do that before pink lemonade root beer.
I don't like root beer, period.
One of my favorite things to do at the movie theater was, so you had small, medium, large for both popcorn and drinks. And there was like a way that if you ordered a certain size, it was a combo, and then you'd get like discounted candy. Mm-hmm. And it was basically cheaper to order more food.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to explain that to them. So I was like, they ordered this, but I'm just going to give them the bigger one so that it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And they would act like it like made their day. They're like, oh, no, I said a medium. I was like, yeah, but if it's a large, it's actually you get a dollar off this. And so it's cheaper for you. And they're like, oh, that's great. Yeah, I want the large then.
Yeah.
So I like giving that to people. Because like you worked long enough, like this is actually going to ring up less if I upsize them. Also, the small was 32 ounces, the cup. People are like, yeah, give me a small, Mr. Pibb. And I'd like set it on the counter. They're like, no, it's a small. I was like, this is the small. They're like, well, what does a medium look like? And I was like, 44 ounces. They're like, what does a large look like? It's 54 ounces.
Yeah.
They're like, this isn't. And I was like, yeah, they're like all on display up here. Have you ever been to a movie theater before? Like everything comes in a tub.
Yeah, I couldn't. You're a nice guy, but I couldn't imagine. You as a customer service guru.
I wasn't that bad at it, honestly.
I used to give them like 5% at the counter. And they would like freak out about it. That was when I was like manager.
Dang.
Worked my way up.
I wasn't a manager.
I've started as an intern twice at jobs and gotten full time. Just, you know, hard work, dedication.
The key is finding out what they don't take inventory on. And so, like, we had these little fruit snacks pouches that went in the kids' meal boxes.
Yeah.
But they only took inventory of the boxes and the cups that went in the boxes. So when...
So you got free fruit snacks.
When one of the more veteran co-workers taught me that, I was like, you can just take as many fruit snacks as you want. They don't care. They're not taking inventory of it. I don't know if that was actually true. I didn't ask anyone.
That was all final thoughts, too. So, love y'all.
I'm good. Join the Patreon. See y'all in Houston, 8:06 tomorrow morning for the pregame party announcement. Love y'all.